Welcome to Begin With Yes with Paul Boynton on Empower Radio, a show to help you create and embrace real personal change. You can overcome the challenges in front of you. You just begin with yes. Here's your host, Paul Boynton.
Welcome, everyone, to Begin With Yes. We are so happy and proud to be part of the Empower Radio family. So thank you, Brent, for that. And I'm so excited with today's guest, who's a Facebook friend of mine that in every way has become a real friend. It's such an honor and privilege to introduce her. Her name is Cheryl Maloney. She is the force behind the Facebook page Simple Steps, Real Change. She's a radio show co-host, a speaker, a consultant, a life coach, and most recently, the author of a brand new best-selling book, Simple Steps, Real Life. What a joy to be talking to you today, Cheryl.
Oh, Paul, it's wonderful to talk to you today. How are you?
I'm doing just great. We're on opposite sides of the country, and we're actually pre-recording this show, and it's early in the morning for you and a bit later for me. So thanks for getting up early.
Hey, not a problem. I'm a morning person, and you're catching me at a good time.
That's right. Well, that's a great way to begin with yes. Your new book is causing a lot of positive talk on Facebook. I see it on my page and on many, many other pages. And people were, I think, anticipating because they knew you were working on it. They knew it was coming. And then they were just waiting for the release date. And when that happened, a lot of people went and bought the book for themselves. And you found yourself on the bestseller list. How did that feel for you?
You know, I think I was in shock, quite frankly, because I published through Balboa Press, and I don't get any sales information at all until May. I will not know my numbers other than what I see come up on their page. And, you know, you can watch Amazon, but their numbers change every hour. So right. I quit doing that. But when it showed up on Balboa Press's number one bestseller list, it's like, oh, wait a second.
That is very exciting. And I think it speaks to all the good people that you have that have been following your Facebook page for how long now? How long have you been doing that?
Well, I started writing actually in 2009, but it was February 2010 when I actually launched the Facebook page. And it's funny, I can remember talking to people. We had set 57 people on that page, and we've passed 61,000. We're on our way to 62.
I mean, that's incredible. It's amazing. Some of those people from the very beginning still with you?
They are. I found that the pages evolve. The people are there. They may not communicate, comment on the posts as often as they did before. But the minute I do something different, I always hear from them. So I know that they're there.
It is. It's fun because you do know that there's a lot more people checking in and reading your posts. And,
yes.
And every once in a while, they show up with a comment or share it on their page. You know, Cheryl, one of the reasons your Facebook page and your book and all that you do is so popular and just resonates with so many people is because everyone gets that you actually walk the walk. You're not just putting out there these positive thoughts. But sometimes I wonder, are you ever just writing for yourself as much as writing for other people?
All the time. And that's how it started, because with everything I had gone through and continued to go through during the evolution of Simple Steps, Real Change, my life was in a lot of turmoil. So writing to me was my therapy. I call it my solace. And when I started posting them, there's a lot of people out there relating to what I'm going through or what I had gone through, whatever the case may be, from losing everything financially to my father dying suddenly and being the primary caregiver to my mother. Or in my husband's case, he was diagnosed with leukemia and then cancer. So I put that out there. I wanted people to know they're not alone, because there's a lot of folks that will feel this, but they'll keep it in for fear that if they tell someone, they'll think that they're flawed or their life hasn't been successful, when the truth of the matter is everyone goes through those things.
You know, Cheryl, things really piled up though for you, didn't they? I mean, you had a lot of stuff happening at the same time.
It did, and it was funny. I say this actually in the first book is I was sitting there watching a TV commercial for an antidepressant and realizing that's where my life had taken me because I had lost my job. I'd been with the same company for almost 25 years, lost everything financially in the course of that. Jack got sick. Parents came to live with me. Dad died. And everything just kind of imploded all at once. And a lot of people will say, you know, I just don't want to get up in the morning. I just don't want to face what's coming to me. And that's exactly where I was. I didn't want to get out of bed. And I realized that if I didn't take my own simple step, and that's where it came from, if I didn't try and do something, anything, to get out of it, I was going to stay there, and that was not a very appealing place to be.
Cheryl, where did that sort of initial thought come from? Do you know, or did it just come from within somewhere?
You know, it came from within. Throughout my life, I've been the type of person that if I don't get over something in 24 hours, I know something's seriously wrong because I pretty much bounce back from everything. But I realized I wasn't bouncing back, and it just inside me, it said, if you stay here, you're going to stay here. And are you happy? And I sure wasn't happy. And I knew that no one could make me happy. I had to do that for myself. No one. And it to me, it was always about feeling just a little bit better every day. There wasn't going to A to Z. I didn't go from, you know, wanting to hide under the covers to being this happy, joyful person. It was small steps, simple steps, little bits every day that got me there.
And, you know, when one of the things that, you know, and we've talked about this before, even on radio show conversations, but that there's a tendency, I think, sometimes for people to look at optimistic people, or I'm sure people sometimes go to your Facebook page, which, by the way, how do they find your Facebook page? Because it's just simple steps.
It's just Simple Steps Real Change. So okay. www.facebook.com/Simple Steps Real Change.
All right. And if there are people listening to this that haven't gone there yet, I hope you will, because it will improve your day just being able to stop in there every day. But there's a tendency, I think, for people to think that optimistic people have it easy or that they haven't had challenges. And you've talked a little bit about the challenges that you've had. But do you still have good days and bad days, or have things just evened out and smooth sailing for you now?
No, there isn't anything that I can't sit here and tell you my life is the Pollyanna world and everything's smooth sailing. I mean, I made a lot of really bad financial decisions that are still haunting me, and they will, but I also know they're getting less and less the farther I get away from what was just probably the worst time in my life because it was combined with Jack being sick. But it's funny, as I talk to people, everyone seems to think that everyone else is doing great because you had that conversation and you know it. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Right. Doing great. And I did a post this morning and I just want to share it because it hit me between the eyes. It's a quote from a guy by the name of Stephen Furtick. And he said, the reason we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reel. And you just sit there and go, that's really true, because we know everything that's going wrong in our lives, but all we see as somebody else is what they want to show us, which are the highlights.
And then that somehow we sort of buy into that's what we should be showing other people too.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we do that. And I know I'm guilty of that. It's like, let's show the world everything's fine. And then it hit me between the eyes. Well, if my life's not fine, how do I know that theirs isn't?
Right.
And part of writing the first Simple Steps book was to say, if I put this out here and you understand that even though from the outside everything may look good, you know that there are other people out there that are doing the same thing. So you literally have your own permission to let your guard down. I call it cracking the facade. Just crack the facade so everyone else can relax a little bit.
You know, one of the things I love about your writing and I love about your book, which I had the privilege of reading a short time ago, and is the concept of simple steps, which to me means that this is not a magic moment where everything all of a sudden becomes perfect, but that the simple steps are things, is something that you have to do every single day, that you're always taking simple steps. It's not like if you figure this out, then all your problems go away or life gets easier or you don't have challenges, but that it's always a point of choice about what do you do next.
And that's very true. When I started creating Simple Steps, and some people will just call them baby steps, because if you just do something and whatever it happens to be, and as I write Simple Steps, it's like, if you do this, repeat it. Keep repeating it every single day. So, for example, people that just look at the world and everything just looks so miserable out there, focus on what's really good that's in your view. So, for example, I'm sitting here in front of a window looking out on a beautiful sunny sky, and maybe that's the best thing that happens to me today. Well, let me just focus on the fact that it's beautiful outside because that makes me feel better. All right, I'm going to keep doing that until all of a sudden my first focus is how beautiful it is. All right, let me work on something else. So it's just about feeling a little bit better.
That's really a very helpful thought for me, Cheryl, because in any given day, you're going to have, I mean, you can go and see that you're number one on the bestseller list of your book, and then that afternoon, you might get a note from somebody that didn't like something that sure. you said. And so there's those swings, even in an hour or a day. And we do have some choice about what we put our energy into focusing on. And so it's not so much that your day, and I'm speaking for you, so then you can react to it. It's not so much that your day is just full of beauty, but that you're choosing to focus on those things that make you feel better, that are more inspiring for you, that motivate you. Is that accurate?
It is absolutely accurate. And one of the best examples is right now with this book. I can go to Balboa Press and it says I am their number one best-selling author. But if I go over to the Amazon, which is where most of the sales come through, my book may have dropped 30,000 points in the course of an hour. Well, yep. If you I could focus on the fact that book dropped on Amazon, or I could focus on where it is on Balboa. You know what? I think I'm going to focus on what makes me feel good.
That is that's a very wise sort of approach. I can tell you, because with my book Begin With Yes, I often go and read the reviews. I don't know if you've done that yet, but and I have like so many beautiful, wonderful reviews, and then I got this really like scathing review. Someone did not like my book. And so I'm sitting there looking at it, and I have like 65 really beautiful positive reviews, and then one review that said, "What is this person talking about?" Or it was not a friendly review. And I really had to work at shifting away from the negative. For some reason, the negative, it just has a tendency to be more powerful, more in your face. And so I had to really work at shifting away from that one negative review and back to all the other more positive ones.
Well, and we find that, and I'm sure you see it in what you do, I see it all of the time, is we may have a lot of really fabulous things that have gone on in our lives, but the minute one thing goes wrong, all of a sudden we're failures, or, there's something, just the world just isn't right anymore because of this one thing that had happened. And it may be the end of a relationship. It may be, it could be anything that happens today. Like maybe you made a right turn on red, but didn't see the car coming.
Right.
And you had an accident, but yet, okay, that happens. You learn from it, but you've been driving for 30 years and never have had a problem. But right. You're going to focus on the one thing that you did wrong.
Oh, I guess that's just human nature. So we need people around us, people in our lives, Facebook friends, and people that we are sharing this journey with, just to sort of bring us back to what is real. Because we lose touch with reality, I think, when we do what you just described.
Right. But, you talk about Facebook, and people tell me about how incredibly impersonal Facebook is, but your page, my page, so many other pages are spreading this. Here's what the rest of the world is going through. How can we help each other? So when we even just check into a page that's positive, we can see life a little bit differently. I don't know about you, but I hear all the time from, you know, I'm surrounded by negative people and they're my family. What do I do? Well, okay, that one's a little difficult. It's not like you can just, you know, ship your husband and your wife or your mother or anyone off somewhere else. But sometimes you have to say, you know what, I can't be around you right now, so I'm going to go off and do something for myself.
I've also found that you can sort of, once you get that, and once you understand that that negative energy is coming from the other person, you can somehow insulate yourself. You can diminish the power that that person has to impact your day, don't you think?
Absolutely. How many times have we said, consider the source?
Right.
So if that source is always negative, all right, well, that's what their choice is. But we don't have to let them affect us.
That's a very good advice. Cheryl, your life partner, Jack, I know he's a true collaborator, does a lot of work with you. How do you two work together and how has all of this unfolded and impacted your personal relationship?
Well, you know, it's funny. Jack and I have been together. We just passed 33 years since we first got together. So, yeah, it is. It's kind of exciting. For up until Simple Steps started, we didn't do much as far as collaboration. He's a photographer, and I had never even written before, other than business stuff, and we won't go there. But when I started writing, all of a sudden, his mind kicked into this creativity mode. And he's going, what about if we do this on your webpage? So his artistic creativity then matched with my writing creativity. And that's where we've paired up really well. He's always thinking about, how about if we do this? Or so he really is more of a forward thinker than I have ever been. But then he's taken me along with him. So I've gotten better as the time goes by. But he's definitely the artistic creative person. And I like to see myself as the writing creative person. So
And I know that you're working on and you may be ready to just release a book that's a collaboration with Jack. Is that true?
Cool. Actually, we just got the official copy last week, so okay. We released it on Amazon.com. It's called Simple Inspirations, and what we did is he did a series of botanical images, which he shot with something called a light box, so they're more silhouettes of botanicals, and they're matched with my quotes my prose in the book, and I really like it. It's truly self-published. We didn't use a publisher for this one, but it's out on Amazon right now, or Create Space, and it's one of those things that we created, so, you know, if you just need something positive to consider in your life, you can open any page, and you're going to find a positive picture and a positive quote. So thanks for asking about that.
No, I'm going to look for that. The other day on Facebook, you wrote something that really resonated with me. It said, and I may not get this exactly right, but it said, sometimes we simply feel like taking a break from everything, including our personal growth journey. And, you know, this constant attention to self-improvement and feeling good and being optimistic, there is a tiresome element to that, isn't there? I mean,
oh, absolutely. And especially if that hasn't been what your focus has been all along. And I'd guess for 95% of the population, we're not always focused on personal growth. We're focused on just getting through the day or just existing. You know, we've got so many challenges going on that focusing on just getting ourselves to a better place isn't what our reality is. And sometimes you have to just take a break from, okay, I need to just be for right now. I need to live within myself. I need to just hear my own voice, but I'm going to go soak in a hot tub and do that as opposed to reading a book or doing something active. So we're not taking action at that point, but that downtime, that break re-energizes us. So then when we're ready, we get up and run again.
And it's almost like the simple step in that case is to literally just take care of yourself and stop for the moment, rest,
yes.
Relax.
And that could be a 5-minute break. That could be an hour or a day or a weekend. And some people call it extreme self-care. Basically, it's just letting yourself be. Without putting any expectations, no goals, no I've got to accomplish X, Y, or Z. I just need to be today. And being is exactly what I need.
Cheryl, have you got any advice for people? Because I often hear from people who have very complicated lives. They're single moms, or dads. They're working full time, taking care of aging parents. And the idea of having a few minutes for yourself is something that some people just have a hard time even imagining. Have you figured out any tricks to find those moments when your life is that hectic?
You know, one of the things that I say and that I recommend is people seem to think they have to do it all. They have to be it all. You know, the single mom with the two daughters who's trying to make a living, take care of her girls, take care of whatever's going on with her family or church. You know, you don't have to do it all. And if you ask for help, you'll find out that you will get it. Now, that may not be going to your mother and say, can you watch the kids for 10 minutes or an hour? It may be saying, you know what, there's this program at the church for the kids. I'm going to have them go and spend some time there. And while they're there, I'm going to take an hour to do just for me. Or I have to be at work at 9. The kids have to be at school at 8. By 7 o'clock, we're running around like crazy people. I'm going to get up at 6:30 and have this 30-minute time for me, whether it's to meditate, to read a book, just enjoy a cup of coffee, and organize in your mind your day. But there is a way to do it as long as you believe that you don't have to do it all and you don't have to do it all right now.
Cheryl, when you think of your Facebook page and the evolution of that, what are you hoping for in the months ahead with your Facebook page and all that the work that you're doing?
Sure. Well, I think as we go into the future, the biggest thing for me is not necessarily the growth of the page. I see it as how do we touch more people with positivity? So one of the big goals on my Facebook page is how can we share so many other great pages or people's inspiration and wisdom with as many people as possible? So I've got right now, besides the book, there's a marketing program going on with the book, and it truly is how do we change the world to have it be a more positive place. So my view is to take that message to a larger audience. It's one of the reasons why I went with Empower. And Paul, I don't know about you, but Brent's message has been, let's replace the negative press with the positive press. And I think that's just a powerful vision. So I see the same vision.
It's, you know, I think what Brent is doing and all the people at Empower Radio is creating that choice for people so that they get to choose, do I listen to this more negative news or do I listen to some media that makes me feel good, hopeful, and just better about life in general. So I think that the work that Brent has set in motion is extraordinarily important. And I know that you feel the same way I do, that we're just very fortunate to have connected with him and to have the chance to work with him.
Well, and think about all the positivity that we're spreading with this show, my show, the so many other ones that are out there. To say, this is what life's really about, because I look at network news and it's the one thing that I don't watch at all, because in that 30 minutes or an hour, everything is imploding. Everything is bad. Well, you know, that's probably the 0.25% of what's going on in the world. Let's focus on the positive. So you and I have the opportunity with so many other people to change that.
Cheryl, talk. And we've just got a couple of minutes left, but let's talk a little bit about the ripple effect of the work that you're doing and what you've seen happen. For example, I know that sometimes you do a post and hundreds of people respond that they like it, and a good percentage of those people share your posts. Right. And then from there, they get shared and shared and shared and shared. How can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, it's really amazing, Paul, and Facebook I absolutely love because of the ability to touch so many people, but they've given us these cool stats. And when I looked at it last time, since the time we started Simple Steps, early 2010, our posts have been shared, posted over 62 million times.
That's so an incredible thing.
I know. When you think of how far the message goes, and I don't know about you, in my case, I keep hoping that I'm doing good for folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear back and you hear the good things, but you always want to help another. It takes a little while for that to sink in.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And then, there, of course, for example, if if somebody's day is changed because their energy shifts or their mood shifts, and then they go to the office and they're feeling a little bit better and they smile at somebody else instead of frown, then that sets in motion another whole series of ripples that Facebook isn't picking up. So the millions and millions of ripples that you've created are magnified millions and millions of times way beyond that.
And it's way beyond even my ability to conceive that's happening.
Isn't that exciting, though? It's like bigger than we can imagine. It really is. Tell me quickly about your work with Kenny.
You know, Kenny Brixey was a life coach that I met through Simple Steps, through the Facebook page. And I found that as I was talking to him or as he was talking to me, it was like my own voice was coming out of him. So I met him right before we moved out of Texas up here to Oregon. And I just knew that we were going to do something fabulous together. And he's doing all the webinar and seminar work for Simple Steps for Real Life. So I'm grateful beyond words to have him as my partner and as my friend. He's a cool guy.
And are you guys like, do you in real time? I mean, are you with each other or do you do most of your stuff using the internet?
Oh, he's in Texas and I'm in Oregon and we're online with each other all the time. We Skype, we talk, and you know, we're connected at the hip, which is really cool. And his wife and Jack, we all get along so well. It's just the coolest relationship. So
that's wonderful. Well, Cheryl, we are together sharing a community of some pretty fantastic, wonderful people. And for every positive vibe that you put out there, I hope that you feel 100 more coming back your way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful to have you as my friend. You know that.
Well, I do know that. And we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you all for being with us on Empower Radio. Thanks all to all the good people at Empower Radio, and we'll see you next time.